Nima Shirazi, a columnist for Foreign Policy Journal, quoted President Obama's elegant words and spoke of double standards.
Freedom, justice, and peace for the world must begin with basic security and liberty in the lives of individual human beings. From the freedom to associate or criticize, to the protection from violence or unlawful detention, these inherent civil rights are a matter of both pragmatic and moral necessity. A lovely thing to say, the U.S. just doesn't really care about that. So why are Obama's words so in stark contrast with the actions of his own government?
The answer, according to Lynn Jackson, president of Project Salaam, is that the FBI, under the pretext of war on terror, has been spying on hundreds of immigrants, mostly Arabs or Muslims, and using various methods of entrapment in support of a Justice Department campaign of selective, preemptive prosecution and secret detention. It is now also targeting poor inner-city black men.
Where there is doubt as to whether the target has sufficient terrorist ideology or has provided sufficient support to a terrorist organization, the government will then assign an agent provocateur to push the target into committing contrived crimes. In the cases like the Newburgh 4 case, this amounts to offering large amounts of money to bribe individuals with no interest or ability to engage in terrorism. Only later will he learn that the $5,000 came from the sale of a missile to terrorists and is part of a money laundering transaction.
Furthermore, says Pardis Kebriyai, staff attorney at the Center for Constitutional Rights, the Obama administration now believes that it can legally assassinate without trial a United States citizen, Anwar al-Awlaki, who now resides in Yemen, and a court this week rejected the legal challenge by his father.
The judge actually said, "I find it, quote, unsettling that my decision would mean no review of the executive branch's claimed authority to target and kill a U.S. citizen based on its own allegations, but nonetheless he dismissed the case." What it basically means is that the government has unreviewable authority to target and kill any U.S. citizen anywhere on the government's own say-so.
For Lamis Dick, a longtime member of Al-Auda New York and the National Lawyers Guild, Islamophobia is merely the new form of the tactics of demonization that have been part of American domestic and international policies for a very long time.
The Patriot Act was preceded by many other laws, policies, and court precedents dating back to the 70s, but in 1996, the Anti-Terrorism and Effective Death Penalty Act was a real devastation to our civil liberties and constitutional rights. It expanded exponentially the definition of terrorism. And this was under the Clinton administration. That's also when the mechanisms for using secret evidence to detain and to imprison in federal trials was codified.
And Nima Shirazi, repeating the words in the judgment of the 1946 Nuremberg Tribunal, which guided the Human Rights Declaration and the Geneva Conventions.
They wrote, "To initiate a war of aggression is the supreme international crime, in that it contains within itself the accumulated evil of the whole." Now, when we're looking at human rights abuses, it's so egregious that they turn into war crimes and crimes against humanity, what we find is the chief violator of these rights and the chief perpetrator of these crimes is the government that talks about human rights more than any other, and it's our own.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.